Chapter 10. Protect yourself and others. Group riding. If you ride with others, do it in a way that promotes safety and does not interfere with the flow of traffic. Small groups make it easier and safer for car drivers who need to get around them. A small number is not separated as easily by traffic or red lights. Riders will not always be hurrying to catch up. If your group is larger than 4 or 5 riders, divide it into 2 or more smaller groups. Plan ahead. The leader should look ahead for changes and signal early. Start lane changes early to permit others to follow. Put beginners up front. Place inexperienced riders just behind the leader where more experienced riders can watch them from the back. Follow those behind. Let the tailender set the pace. Use your mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind. If a rider falls behind, everyone should slow to stay with the tailender. Know the route. Make sure everyone knows the route so if someone is separated, they will not have to hurry to keep from getting lost or taking a wrong turn. Plan frequent stops on long rides. Maintain close ranks but at the same time keep a safe distance to allow each rider in the group time and space to react to hazards. A close group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see and is less likely to be separated. However, it must be done properly. Do not pair up, never operate directly alongside another rider. There is no place to go if you have to avoid a car or something on the road. To talk, wait until you are both stopped. Staggered formation. This is the best way to keep ranks close yet maintain an adequate space cushion. The leader rides in the left side of the lane, while the second rider stays 1 second behind in the right side of the lane. A third rider maintains in the left position, 2 seconds behind the first rider. The fourth rider would keep a 2 second distance behind the second rider. This formation keeps the group close and permits each rider a safe distance from others ahead, behind, and to the sides. Passing in formation. Riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to the left position and continue riding at passing speed to open room for the next rider. After the first rider passes safely, the second rider should move up to the left position and watch for a safe chance to pass. After passing, this rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the leader should move to the right side after passing a vehicle. This is not a good idea. It encourages the second rider to pass and cut back in before there is a large enough space cushion in front of the passed vehicle. It is simpler and safer to wait until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow each rider to move into the same position held before the pass. It is best to move into a single file formation when riding curves, turning, or entering or leaving a highway. Alcohol and other drugs. Your ability to perform and respond to changing road and traffic conditions is influenced by how fit and alert you are. Alcohol and other drugs, more than any other factor, decrease your ability to think clearly and ride safely. As little as one drink can have a significant effect on your performance. Studies show that nearly half of all riders killed in motorcycle crashes have been drinking. Only 1/3 of those riders have a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, above the illegal limit, 0.08. The rest have only a few drinks in their systems, enough to impair riding skills. In addition to alcohol and cannabis, many prescription and non-prescription drugs may impair safe driving. These drugs include but are not limited to antihistamines, cold remedies, pain relievers, mood-changing drugs, hashish, LSD, heroin, cocaine, morphine, amphetamines, pep pills, and methamphetamines. Mixing even small amounts of alcohol with other drugs is very dangerous. It is illegal to operate a motor vehicle on Illinois highways with any trace of a controlled drug, substance, or intoxicating compounds in your blood. Injuries occur in 90% of motorcycle crashes and 33% of automobile crashes that involve drinking or drugs. Annually, more than 2,000 motorcyclists are killed and about 50,000 seriously injured in alcohol-related crashes. Alcohol and drugs make you less able to think clearly and perform physical tasks skillfully. Judgment and the decision-making processes needed for vehicle operation are affected long before the illegal BAC limit is reached. Many over-the-counter prescription drugs and illegal drugs have side effects that increase the risk of a crash while riding. The combined effects of alcohol and other drugs are more dangerous than either as alone. Alcohol enters the bloodstream quickly. Unlike most foods and beverages, it does not need to be digested. Within minutes after being consumed, it reaches the brain and begins to affect the drinker. Alcohol slows down and impairs bodily functions, both mental and physical. BAC, blood alcohol concentration, is the amount of alcohol in relation to blood in the body. Generally, alcohol can be eliminated in the body at the rate of about one drink per hour. But a variety of other factors also may influence the level of alcohol retained. The more alcohol in your blood, the greater the degree of impairment. Three factors play a major part in determining BAC. Amount of alcohol consumed. How fast you drink. Body weight. Other factors also contribute to the way alcohol affects your system. Your gender, physical condition, and food intake also may cause your BAC level to be even higher. Alcohol may still accumulate in your body even if you are drinking at a rate of one drink per hour. Abilities and judgment can be affected by that one drink. A 12-ounce can of beer, a mixed drink with a 1.5-ounce shot of hard liquor, and a 5-ounce glass of wine all contain the same amount of alcohol. The faster you drink, the more alcohol accumulates in your body. If you drink two drinks in 1 hour, at the end of that hour, at least one drink remains in your bloodstream. Without taking into account any of the other factors, the formula below illustrates the least amount of drinks remaining in the bloodstream. A person drinking 8 drinks in 4 hours would have at least 4 drinks remaining in his, her system. 7 drinks in 3 hours would have at least 4 drinks remaining in his, her system. There are times when a larger person may not accumulate a high concentration of alcohol for each drink consumed because they have more blood and other bodily fluids. Because of individual differences, it is better not to risk that your abilities have not been affected. Whether or not you are legally intoxicated is not the real issue. Impairment of judgment begins well below the illegal BAC limit. DUI, in Illinois, a person with a BAC of 0.08 is considered intoxicated. It is illegal to drive if your BAC is 0.08 or greater. However, you can be convicted of DUI if your BAC is less than 0.08% and your driving ability is impaired. Drunk drivers face stiff, mandatory penalties. If you are convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you may receive any of the following: driver's license suspension, mandatory suspension, revocation for conviction, arrest or refusal to submit to a breath test. BAIID, breath alcohol device required to start your vehicle. Fines, severe fines, usually levied with a driver's license suspension, revocation. Community service, performing tasks such as picking up litter along the highway, washing cars in the motor vehicle pool, or working at an emergency ward. In addition, you face attorney's fees, lost work time spent in court or in alcohol education programs, public transportation costs, while your driver's license is suspended, revoked, and the psychological costs of being tagged a drunk driver. Do not drink or do not ride. If you have not controlled your drinking, you must control your riding. Leave the motorcycle so you will not be tempted to ride. Arrange another way to get home. Once you start, your resistance becomes weaker. Setting a limit or pacing yourself are poor alternatives. Your ability to exercise good judgment is one of the first things affected by alcohol. Even if you try to drink in moderation, you may not realize to what extent your skills have suffered from alcohol's effects. People who have had too much to drink are unable to make a responsible decision. It is up to others to step in and keep them from taking too great a risk. There are several ways to keep friends from hurting themselves. Arrange a safe ride, provide alternative ways for them to get home. Slow the pace of drinking, involve them in other activities. Keep them there, use any excuse to keep them from getting on their motorcycle. Serve them food and coffee to pass the time. Explain your concerns for their risks of getting arrested or hurt or hurting someone else. Get friends involved, Use peer pressure from a group of friends to intervene. Fatigue. Riding a motorcycle is more tiring than driving a car. On a long trip, you will tire sooner than you would in a car. Avoid riding when tired. Fatigue can affect your control of the motorcycle. Protect yourself from the elements. Wind, cold, and rain make you tire quickly. Dress warmly. A windshield is worth its cost if you plan to ride long distances. Limit your distance. Experienced riders seldom try to ride more than 6 hours a day. Take frequent rest breaks. Stop and get off the motorcycle at least every 2 hours. Do not drink or use drugs. Artificial stimulants often result in extreme fatigue or depression when they start to wear off. Riders are unable to concentrate on the task at hand.